Welcome to the Jennings Wire Online Magazine podcast series, where we feature interviews with top authors and experts. My name is Stacey Emerald Kaufman. I'm radio director of Annie Jennings PR, the national firm behind the online feature magazine sensation, JenningsWire.com, a special community of bloggers and podcasters that is capturing the heart of America. There's nothing like it on the web, and we invite you to visit JenningsWire.com to discover the blogger that is just right for you. Today's special guest is social media consultant Chuck Hester, author of the new book, Social Media for the Rest of Us, A Boomer's Perspective, a practical guide for boomers on how to use social media. So welcome, Chuck. Thanks for being here.
Thank you. I appreciate having you on the show.
Now, when we think of social media, I mean, I think of teenagers on Facebook, 20-somethings tweeting away. Why would boomers want to get in on the social media action?
Well, for one thing, it is basically the communications channel of choice these days. I mean, everybody gets their news from social media, interact with everybody from business colleagues to family. So, you know, boomers really need to be involved with social media because that's where marketing, communications, PR resides these days.
Now, do boomers... are they ready? Do they have the skills necessary? Are they equipped to utilize social media successfully? Or is it such a new type of technology that some of them may be even afraid to use it?
Yeah, you've hit on it. They are equipped to use social media, and quite frankly, they don't realize sometimes that they are. But boomers are natural communicators. They know how to have one-on-one conversations. And honestly, that's what social media is all about. It is a one-on-one conversation, whether it be with colleagues or partners or family. That's basically what it's all about. And boomers do know how to communicate. They know how to meet with people. They know how to talk to people. The intimidation factor that they run into is the technology side. And quite frankly, once they get over that, they're in much better shape. And then the other part of that is transparency. Some boomers are reluctant to put it all out there, if you will, on social media. But that's part of my guide in my book, is basically talking about the fact you don't have to be totally transparent and put everything out there on social media. It's up to you to decide what you broadcast, if you will, on social media.
Right. You don't have to tell people when you're taking a shower and stuff. I mean,
exactly.
You know, the eating for breakfast thing. You don't need to go
right
there unless it's really of interest to you. You don't need to do that. So how can boomers get over that intimidation factor? What can they do? Should they just dip their toe in the social media waters?
Well, there's a couple of ways. First of all, when I talk to my consulting clients, it really is let's pick one or two channels that you want to learn more about and you can be comfortable with. And the other part, you know, even if it's not a business application, like for instance, my mother-in-law, who's in her 70s, is using Facebook, but it took my wife to come alongside her and walk her through some of the technical sides. Once she got that and understood it, you know, she's a Facebook whiz. She's doing really well with it. So it's finding somebody that can help you out on a, you know, just to get you up and running, if you will. And then past that, you should be in great shape. Like I said, you know how to communicate, so you should be able to use social media.
And what are some of the things besides the fear factor about social media that become obstacles for boomers? What's difficult for them to understand?
Well, the one aspect of it is, you know, what I call the nexperts, or the millennials, the generation that grew up in social media. They know exactly what they're doing on social media because that's honestly what they've known all their lives from junior high school all the way up into business world. So they understand and they appreciate social media. So there's not that adoption factor, if you will, of having to learn something. They basically learned it as they went. Boomers, on the other hand, really need to take some time to understand the different channels and in the process of being able to use it better.
And what would you suggest for someone just starting out? Which platforms are the ones that they should try first?
Well, if you're in business, it depends on where your customers live. So if you're, for instance, if your customers are on LinkedIn and Twitter and not on Facebook, then that's where you need to be. If you're a B2C type organization where you're selling into consumers, Facebook may actually be the way to go. You know, if you're an older person who is just trying to stay in touch with family, then again, Facebook would probably be the best. It just depends on your audience, if you will, as to who you're trying to communicate with.
And Chuck, what are some of the benefits that come with learning how to effectively use social media for boomers?
Well, I'll go back to the 70-something example, and that actually is my mother-in-law. You know, she is actually connected with people she lost touch with. She has several grandchildren, and she's able to keep in touch with them, even though she may not be in the same city or the same state for that matter. You know, we live in North Carolina. She lives in California, so her chance to stay in touch with her daughter, it works very, very well for her. And in the process of it, and I'm a pay it forward advocate, but being able to give back to other people and help other people is really tremendous as well.
And what about for those in business? So not just Facebook and personal use, but
sure.
In the workplace and business, whether you're an entrepreneur or maybe you're just getting ready to retire, how can social media be effective?
Well, for business people in particular, my favorite network is LinkedIn, obviously, because that is really a business social media network, and that's what it's all about. It's partnering, it's meeting new people, connections that could potentially bring you business or where you could help them and find business as well. So really, LinkedIn in particular, a chance to be part of communities. My LinkedIn community is significant enough that wherever I travel, I can always meet people and meet new potential business partners. So in the process of deciding what you're going to do in the next phase of your life, whether retirement or consulting or whatever it may be, you get a chance to build up that network based on business practices on LinkedIn.
And if you are really stubborn, as some boomers can be stubborn, and they just absolutely refuse to learn it. Is this all newfangled stuff? I don't want to deal with it. I don't want to learn it. You know, again, a lot of that I think is born out of fear of the unknown and being intimidated by the technology. But what are some of the ramifications? I mean, when we're talking about business, and if you're saying, no, I'm not on LinkedIn, no, I won't connect with you on Twitter, how can that affect you work-wise?
Well, it really can, honestly, because then you lose your thought leadership, if you will. You know, business in particular is going to be using social media as a marketing communications channel. There is no way around that. So if you're trying to attract clients, whether it be in aircraft manufacturing or, you know, social media consulting, everybody is using social media for marketing these days. It's just like saying, you know, I'm not going to have my own website because it doesn't make sense for me. I don't like to have to deal with HTML and everything that's going on. This is, in fact, a marketing tool that's going to be around for a long time, and you need to adapt and understand it.
Right. It's like saying, hey, no, I don't have any business cards, and I refuse.
Right. Exactly.
Like, don't do that. Don't do that. All right, great. Well, Chuck, I want to thank you for being here. Remind our listeners that Chuck Hester's new book, Social Media for the Rest of Us, A Boomer's Perspective, is available for pre-orders coming out early 2015 at book.chuckhester.com. We'll spell that for everybody. Of course, it's www.book.chuckhester. Book.chuckhester.com. And you can, of course, follow Chuck on social media, Twitter, at SM4Boomers. So social media, SM4Boomers, SM4Boomers. And connect with him directly on Facebook as well, where you can just search social media for the rest of us. So thank you again, Chuck, for being here. We do appreciate it.
My pleasure. Glad to have a chance to come on the show.
And this podcast is presented by Annie Jennings of the national publicity firm, Annie Jennings PR, the creator of Jennings Wire Online Magazine. Jennings Wire is capturing the hearts of America with its rich community of talented, insightful, and relevant bloggers and podcasters. So please visit JenningsWire.com and discover the blogger that is just right for you. Till next time.